The title on the page is, what is it, the title on the page?
Wait a minute.
What's the say on the very top of the page? What's the title of the parish?
Yeah, that's certain.
Huh? Arvei Tzachim, right?
Arvei
Tzachim. The title of the very top.
Yes.
Okay, let's start the first word of the Mishnah. I'm sure you all spotted that. What's the first word of the Mishnah?
Eretz. Why is Arvei Eretz?
Oh, very good question. That's a tasteless question. Okay.
Very good, we'll get to that.
So, Eretz Tzachim. On Eretz Tzachim. Samach Lemincha. Before, close to Mincha. Lo yechol adam asetechach. This mincha we're going to see in Rashi means mincha ktana. There's two types of minchas. There's a mincha gdolah, which is half an hour after chaseis, and a mincha ktana, which is a 9.5 hours of chaseis, the time they offered up the korban tamid. So we're talking about the second one. Samach le mincha. Lo yechol adam asetechach. An erev pesach is forbidden to eat. It's forbidden to eat a meal. Then we have to see why it's forbidden to eat a meal. But that's what it says. And when can you eat your meal? Asher Pesach, once at night. Afila Onish Yisrael, even a very poor man, Lo Yechol Asher Yisrael, can't eat until he is relaxed, not relaxed, leaning. He has to lean. You can't eat unless you lean. The last one of the mission is a bit weird, yeah? It says, Lo Yechol Asher Yisrael, it could have written, Chayev Lo Hosev, Matai Shor Achlim, right? Lo Yechol Asher Yosev is an interesting also. I saw somebody speak about it. Let's see, maybe if we can come to it afterwards. But lo yipchasu lo yimar, because it's shel yayin, and you mustn't give him less than 4 koses of yayin. I feel him in a tamfe, even somebody who's really gets food from the soup kitchen, even then we have to make sure that they receive the 4 koses on Seder night. So there's lots of points in this Mishnah which why is that an afilu, right? That's a very good question. Zed. So he's asking, what's an afilu in a tamfe? Why would I thought otherwise, right?
Is that
very good, we'll see. So you shouldn't speak out your kasha, but let's just la'at, as they say. So let's see the Rashbam now. What's the first word of the Rashbam? Arvei. So the Rashbam was goes Arvei Tzachim, not like Amishai. Yeah, he was goes Arvei Tzachim. So Arvei Tzachim Tzomer from Mincha, which Mincha says Rashbam Mincha Tane, Mincha Tano. Kodem the Mincha. Ma'at chatisho. Before mincha, which is half an hour. Now it doesn't actually say anywhere in the Mishnah how long before mincha you mustn't have a meal. Just as samoch, a little bit beforehand. The Rashbam tells us that's half an hour. Samoch is half an hour. Chatisho mitzchilas shoah. See, from the beginning of the 10th hour. We don't. The Rashbam. How do Rashbam know that? You know the halacha by Boreh is the same idea. By Boreh, the halacha is you're allowed to make things, you're allowed to separate the good from the bad if you do it samach la'achila. How much is called samach la'achila? So there's a shmur. What it really means is the time you need for the meal, the time preparation needed for the meal. And there's a shmur between the chaznish that anything half an hour beforehand is called samach, is near. How do you know that? Because an erev Pesach, it says you shouldn't eat samach lemincha, and the Rashbam says it means half an hour. So you see the word samach means half an hour. Right? So you say them. We have to, alpiyam onu chayim. You say them. Yeah? So in Rashi, Rashi himself doesn't say this. That's the Rashbam. The Rashbam says it's half an hour. It's chila shoasir. It's done. Tomid nishkat b'shmui nomech. So the korban tomid you shech on the 8.5 hour. The korban b'tisha omechso. Nimtzes mincha ktano. So we can see that mincha ktano is b'tisha omechso. 9.5 hours means if you start off the day from, let's say, 6 o'clock, whenever the day starts from sunrise. Whenever the day starts, you divide that amount of hours there is until the sunset, which at the time of Pesach is going to be 12 hours because Pesach is on pretty much the equinox. So it's 12 hours. So round about 3 o'clock, or something like 2:30, round about there, you can't you have to start eating a meal. You can't start eating a meal. Yeah, big machlekes. Maybe machlekes is a Benos pet subject. Machlekes, Morgan Avram and Nigurian, how do you measure the things? Benos will give us a share about it sometime. He loves those subjects. So, Benos, when does it start? And that's at Aloy.
This discussion started then.
Oh, okay, there you are. So, this discussion we start at that. Right. And close to the Hainu Chatzi Shah Koidum, the Soif Shah Chis, at the end of the ninth hour, you can't start eating a meal, the Tchilah Shah Chis. At the end of the ninth, the beginning of the tenth, at that stage, you can't eat. You can't eat a meal. So what can't you eat? Why can't you eat a meal then? Lo yoichol Adam, says Rashbam, Lo yoichol Adam kidei, sheyichol matzah shal mitzah l'tayavoyim, so that we should be able to have a geshmak when we eat the matzah. Okay, we haven't eaten ready matzah for a few hours, so we'll have an appetite, right? We'll have a great appetite. Why should we have a great appetite? What's wrong with not having a great appetite? We have a mitzah anyway. Because we want to be mekayim the mitzvah b'hiduroi, and part of it is a mitzvah to have a geshmak when we're doing it. So meila, that is why we don't eat them. You must remember this Rashbam, because in about 8 daf time, the Rashbam will tell us a different reason. So just bear that in mind. At the moment, the Rashbam is telling us, and the mosque also says this reason. The moment, the reason is so that we should have a taiva to overing when we eat the matzah.
That's not that logical to me. If you're very angry, the main reason you're eating is because you're very angry. If you're full, you eat more because of the mixture.
You're saying you're doing it more lishma. Right. So you're saying because I want to do it more lishma. But there's another thing where you enjoy your mitzvah. Right? Hit the mitzvahs, enjoy your mitzvah. The matzah first of all is.
But what are you going to eat?
Mitzvah obviously is on food.
You're not going to have chametz around.
Oh, matzah, shalakavod.
Why are you going to eat matzah before?
This question is asked by every Rishon. Every Rishon on the page, on the book, asks this question. Here's the question. He says, what on earth are you going to eat? Chametz, says the matzah, you're not going to have. Fruit and vegetables, you're allowed to eat. So here's what we're talking about, Suda. His question is, it says over here you're not allowed to eat. Eat means not to have a meal. You're allowed to have fruits and vegetables all the way through to the nightfall. So you're not allowed to eat means you're not allowed to have a meal. A meal means bread. Well, what type of bread are you going to eat? Because you're multi, you're not going to eat bread. Comets, because why not?
Getting rid of it.
Because you got rid of it. Not only that, you're not allowed to. After chassid, you're not allowed to eat. Chomet. So what else? Because that's eat matzah. You need matzah.
Why? You don't want to eat it before Pesach.
Why not? It's halacha. It says bring down. It's forbidden to eat matzah on Erev Pesach from whenever time it's forbidden to eat matzah. It's different shittas. But one thing is called, it's forbidden to eat matzah. So what on earth is the mission? Me, my thing, should know that you can't eat matzah from, you can't eat the suda from Samach Mincha. Anyway, there's nothing to eat. This is the day when we starve, right? There's nothing to eat. Chassid, I wasn't recorded. When we're all very, you can eat potatoes and you can eat rice if you're starving and you can eat meat and you can eat all that stuff, but matzah, you can't eat. So what else is a mitzvah referring to? Just you ready, shout it out. It's talking about matzah shir. Okay? So those that eat matzah shir is matzah that's been baked with fruit juice, which a lot of people are very wary of having in the house. It has to be baked very well. And matzah shir, the etzim, could become chometz very, very easily. So if you do have it, you have to make sure you've got a very good hesher. But there's other etzim besides matzah shir, which are learning. Mi Hashem, please ask this question, and we'll see as we go along. Very good.
Anyone hold that you can't eat anything even fruit?
No. No. How do we know that you're allowed to eat fruit?
How do we know this is the Zohar?
Right. This is not... Right. So this halacha is the same halacha that we'll see that the Gemara goes on. Same halacha also on Erev Shabbos, and also the same halacha before Mincha. We'll see as we go along, we'll see that it means bread stuff, bread food. as we go along. Even an Onish Mitzal. So what's the Afilu here? What do you mean by even an Onish Mitzal? Even an Onish Mitzal should not eat Achi Yisef. Even an Onish Mitzal on Seder night, when I moved on to Seder night, has to eat recliningly. Why not? Why would we have thought not? Says Rashbam, Afilu Onish Mitzal Lo'yichal, Ba'av Yitzchokim on Erev Pesach Achi Yisef. So it says in our Rashbam, Ba'av Yitzchokim on Erev Pesach. You see, it's Afilu Onish Mitzal. Yeah, you got different. So it's a stuff maybe.
Nothing.
It says in our Rashbam, it says Afilu Onish Mitzal Lo'yichal on Erev Pesach. That's a mistake, and they change it to Lil Pesach. Even on Oni, and moved on to stay the night. Then Oni Shibisal mustn't eat if he doesn't lean. He has to lean. Lo yechal be leil Pesach ad sheyisev kedach bnei chayim v'mito v'al ha'shulchan zeich lecheres. He has to lean with a mito and a shulchan. So a few different points here. Oh, excellent. So if you look at Tesis, we'll be doing this properly afterwards. Very good. Tesis says over here, we'll say it bal peh, and then this one will do it properly inside. Tesis says there was a havdin and Oni doesn't have to lean because he's got nothing to lean on. He's got nothing to lean on. So therefore it's not clear. So what's the Kamash Shalom if he's got nothing to lean on? And then what's the Kamash Shalom? If he's got nothing to lean on, then he's obviously got nothing to lean on, then he can't lean. So the Tzitzis doesn't speak this out, but the Moscha at the back, it's Kedai for those that have it, and Oscar won't have it, but very Kedai to have when we learn Elvi Sofian, these types of Gemara, maybe just have it even next to you, for those that want to use Oscar, because at the back we'll be seeing Rosh Elisoft and Ran and Mordechai. The Moscha is a very nice Pirish on Elvi Sofian. So he writes here, he explains that it means that the Oni, he doesn't have cushions and pillows. He doesn't have that. He's definitely got the type of a chair or something to lean on. He might have thought that he called a seibah if you can lean on a cushion like a melech. Even leaning on a chair is also good enough. Even reclining on a chair is also good enough. That's what the chiddush is. I feel only even an oni you might have thought there's no point in him leaning because he's not being mekaimit like a melech because he doesn't have his cushions. No, reclining on a chair is also called derech chayus. Yes.
The flow, to me, doesn't seem to fit. Meaning, also, we're just talking about not eating from him from here.
Right.
And also, we think about a fever or anything he's playing.
Right.
Also, we're talking about reclining.
Yeah, the two halves, the two halves of the Mishnah, one's talking about the Erev Pesach, and then once we get to the word Ad Shetechshach, Ad Shetechshach was saying, you can't eat your Seder night until nightfall, and at nightfall, when you do eat your Seder night, you have to recline. So even an Oni shouldn't eat at nightfall unless he's reclined. Ad Shetechshach, the admin it was, place to stand because he doesn't have cushions. So maybe there's no Indian in him reclining.
And so
he's not, what's the point of reclining? To be like Malchus.
Yeah. He's not, he doesn't have cushions, what are we going to do?
Eat normally. Like me and you.
If he doesn't have cushions, what are we going to do?
Right, so you might have thought if he doesn't have cushions, there's no Indian in him reclining. Kamashalon, even if he doesn't have cushions, there's an Indian to recline. No. He could have it, they used to some type of chair, right? So he didn't have it in the Malchus way, he didn't have it with cushions. So even though you don't have cushions, it's still an Indian to recline, right? The words of the Malchus got the back end.
Because of the Lashon of Achi, is it, we're jumping, we're saying that means that we're talking about a statement that he has to recline?
Yes.
Why can't we say that we're talking about nobody is reclining, nobody is no one can eat until he gets in.
No, what do you mean? I feel Oni should be soft.
He who Oni should be said, since he's an Oni, maybe he's in the mentality of he doesn't feel like a Mikholi. He has to, as a Mikholi, he still has to do a Seva, and he can't eat prior to that.
Oh, very good. So you're saying a different shot, which places says such a shot. Very good. Taisa says such a pshat. We'll see him yesterday. Rashi is suggesting a different pshat in the sugya in the Mishnah that it's not going on Seder night, it's going on Erev Pesach. Now, Erev Pesach, you might have thought only can eat. So much only can't eat. Okay, we'll see that when we get to Seder. But according to the first pshat, the more simple pshat, it sounds like only doesn't have a chiyuv shalim. Why not? It says the Moshe, that's the Taisa, and the Moshe explains that he might have thought, since he doesn't have cushions, therefore he's not going to be have a chiyuv tzelin, even though he doesn't have cushions, he still has tzelin on his tassel, on his chair. I'll just read out the words.
Well, why don't you miss the first thing that says a meaning on Hatayla?
Very, very good. Very good point. Very good point. You'll notice that in the whole of Shas, the whole of Shas, the Mishnah assumes that you know certain halachos the whole way through. There's it assumes, and then it's just first tell me there's a favor, first tell me there's a din of arbitrations, first tell me so nothing like that. Also the next halacha, Rafilu, the Lajib Chasuloi in arbitration, what's the Lajib Chasuloi? Means the Gebreit Stoker have to make sure that every Oni has arbitrations. Why? Because there's a din of arbitrations. But that the Mishnah hasn't told us yet. We'll learn that much later on. Very, very often all of Shas and Mishnahs aren't written in state of what you and I would like to set up a shiur is this, 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 and now what's the din of the Ani? It's very often done like that. That's a very good aura. Oh, one other aura there, big chiddush in this Rashbam, is it says here, you have to have a stable, a mitzvah, the ala shulchan. Sounds like there's a din of seber to have a table there as well. But it sounds like it's been, why, what's the table got to do? The seber is reclining, what's it got to do with the table? That sounds a chiddush. Sounds a chiddush that you need to have something to do with the malchus. The malchus is to do with the table as well. Not just how you recline. But the table is also part of this idea of showing we've gone out of time. Zechel and Malchus. Yeah, with the way it was chaos, right. Right.
It's like a little tray or something that's in front of the bed, you know? That
yeah, the table. But why bring the table in here? The point is the reclining, not the table. Why is the Rashbam adding in the words about the table? So as the Moshe says, the Rashbam says, Zechel and Chaos has got to do with chaos. So you know the idea is on Seder night, we have silverware on the table, even if you wouldn't have it during the year. Seder night, brought down, even if it's a maskin, even if it's not your own, you lent somebody money, so he gave you some silverware as a maskin, as a lien, as a security, thank you so much for security. You're allowed to have it on the table, in the during the year you can't. So why we put on silverware, it's very much connected. Our Rashbam says it's very much connected to the idea of leaning, of a seber. The idea of a seber is to act in a way of malchus, how you lean and what you have in front of you.
Can I help to say this? What is this?
I understand, but why do Rashbam have to put it in with the din of a table? Right, there's a table there. Of course, and there's also people around the table, and probably our God is on the table as well, and Ka'or is on the table, and lots of things on the table. Why do Rashbam have to put it in here when discussing a table? Must be to do with it. Rashbam doesn't bring in things that aren't related. What do you mean, v'loi yifchesu loy? How do you translate it? V'loi yifchesu loy. Yifchesu is
they. They should not.
They should not give him less. Who are they? They are the Gavoy Stoker. Gavoy Stoker, Mephalsu and Sanim, who support the Anim. It is not in Pesim, the Oni, we find a similar loss in Pichasim. The Oni, Ha'ovim, and Mokim, and Mokim, and Alok is if an Oni goes from place to place, you have to give him two meals. So it says in Pichasim. In Pichasim is referring to the Oni, Stoker, and the Gabay Stoker, Shalay Yifchasuloy. Alma Lishna, says Rashbam, so we see the Lashon of Yifchasu, the Lashon of Yifchasu is referring to the Gabay Stoker, Koya, referring to the Gabay Stoker. What happens if a Gebet Tzokah refuses to give him? What happens? Gebet Tzokah don't want to give him.
Over.
Yes, we are collecting. Says Rashbam. So this is the difference between Rashbam and Rashi. Here we get it. Rashi would say, "Very nice. I finished telling you what the Yichsulay means, and now go on with the Gemara." But the Rashbam very much wants to know all the halakha lemaisa as well. So Rashbam has been. Even if they don't give him, go as far as much as he can in order to raise the funds. And also the Milsa knockout is normal. No. Raise the funds. After the application. Yeah. No. Interesting thought. Well, you've got gifts to change? What do you have?
After him.
After who? The abacates. Okay, same idea. The milsa and also the milsa knockout. It's normal. Shegilim litzin loy abacates. They normally give him 4 cases. Why 4 cases? This is what we're learning. For the four ways that we were taken out, the four expressions which the Torah says, Kineged. We're talking about what the person has to drink. This is Doram the Falson. Doram the first of Aninu. They said we're going to learn when you drink them. Seder is the Seder of the Agada. We're going to learn that soon. Martina Mabrishis Rav says the Ashram. We find the Mabrishis Rav in the Yerushalmi. So also this. Efonu B'Shem of Abba Oma Kineged Arba L'Shoinei Geula. The four expressions of Geula. Amuri Megalus Mitzrayim. So the Tsesi, the Gaalti, the Lakakti, the Talti, the Pasveras. 4 times it says 4 expressions of Geula. The Tsesi, I took you out, the Talti, and I saved you, the Gaalti, and I redeemed you, the Lakakti, and I took you as a nation. That's the order, yeah. So since it says since the 4 lishenis of Geula, therefore we have 4 cups of wine. So here we have the first vol. You'll see the night in the Shem. And why do we have 4 cups of wine? Is because it's 4 lishenis of Geula. The question is, why do we have 4 cups of wine? Why don't we have 4 matzahs for that? We have 4 matzahs. The Tzeisi, the Talti, the Gaalti, the Lakakti. 4 matzahs.
What is matzahs?
No. Why matzahs are not spread?
The more it ages, the better it gets. I remember how that ties in, but I don't know if I want to answer
it. Oh, very good. So, first of all, this question is asked by the Moscow. The Moscow asks this question, why does the Tzitzit itself bring out? Why do we need 4 cups of wine? Have 4 loaves of bread? And therefore he says, it's got nothing to do with this gracious rabbi. The reason why we have 4 cups of wine is because it says 4 times in Tehillim, Kois, when it refers to Shois. Menos Chelki V'Koisi, Kois Shavaya, and Kois Shois. Is 2 Kaisers. And that's what he says. But my Rashbam doesn't say that. Others say 4 Kaisers by the Yosef's dream. Right. So if we keep to what the Rashbam is saying, so if Shemaz Amar Ayabach explains something very sweet, he said these 4 lishenis of Etzesi Vesal Zvigati Lagarki is not just poetic different expressions of taking out redemption. Not that's what the point of the Torah is saying, but rather each one is a extension of the previous one, is an addition on the previous one. Etzesi is he took us out. Vesal is different mafoshim say different things. We'll say yours in a minute. But Etzesi means that took you out. Salty means I saved you, means I took you far away from them. The Gaalti means I've got rid of them completely. After the Kizyamsov, they're all wiped out. I redeemed you. And then Malakati, I took you as a nation. Each one of them is a tisefet on the previous one. But Tzeisi, I just took you out from them. But Salty completely saved you. The Gaalti redeemed you, that you don't have them at all on top of you anymore. And then Malakati, I took you as a nation for myself. The Miri says something like Yossi was saying, which is same idea that the vetzevzi means that the hard work, and then the vetzalti means any work whatsoever, and then the gaalti means that when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, I was there in a tuya. I wasn't just like never people who used to work, and people after the Holocaust, the Mosul, and they were saved. They all miskinim, they were completely, they were very, 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 very broken. But when we left Mitzrayim, even though we had 210 years of serious hard work, we went out feeling great with ourselves, right? That's the galti of the tuya. And then Malachat Hashem took us as a nation. So also the same idea, one second. So all of these, each one is an extension of the other one. Says of Hashem Zalman, if somebody, Chazal wanted to be kaveya, the pu'ula we do should be in a way that each one that we do is more enjoyable than the previous one. If you eat, and you eat, and you eat, and you eat, you get fed up of it. Eating, you get fed up of food. But eating, drinking wine, somebody drinks one cup of wine, and another cup of wine, another cup of each cup of wine gives a person more geschmack for the next one. Makes it more whatever it is. So therefore, says the Dr. Shem Zahman Eber, the Chazal instituted it should be specially on wine, because each wine is like a simon to the other one. We're having another cup of wine. Another cup of wine. No. Geschmack. Another mess happened, and another mess, another mess. That's why it's four crazy. Top, listen, when we talk about Seder night, we should learn, talk about volume like this until we're going to try and avoid that. Whatever's in Rashbam, what's said. So Rashbam told us of what is because of the Arbala Shaykhsugula. Arbala Shaykhsugula, if it's Sisi, the Saudi reality of the currency. The Ram at the back there's the Hamid Chakzai after to check. The Ram says completely different shot. The Ram says there's four brachas that we make on Seder night. There's Kiddush, there's Enzar Goda, there's Birza Mozin, and there's Halel. There's four brachas. And Chazal always instituted that you make brachas over Kriyat of Yayin. Always. Rit Mila is on a Kriyat of Yayin. Birza Mozin is on a Kriyat of Yayin. Always instituted should be on a Kriyat of Yayin. So the reason why I have four cups is simply because there's four brachas. There's four brachas on Seder night. You have four cups of wine. Four brachas, that's Kiddush, Sagada, there's the Muslim and Hala. So maybe that's the difference. Now can be saying both them are true. Right, so that's the Rashbam test of the Rashbam stuff. And then Rafilo, Nisafilo, we have to work out what Rafilo is. Rafilo, if he gets from a soup kitchen, you have to give him cups. Rafilo, Mishpan, is the Tamkush of Soko. Even if he gets fed by the soup kitchen, Dino Oni Shibaniim, the most poor of the poor. I know somebody that called me last week. Somebody called me last week that he works at a fryer place, a chaloni place, and they want to go and work volunteer to work in a soup kitchen that day. And he felt they wanted to do it. He thought it'd be a kiddush Hashem. Could he go to it? A whole bunch of shyness, because the food's not kosher. You can't give non-kosher food to people. And if you're going to give them, they're not going to make brachas. It's not so possible. So the maestro did have a hechsher. He said, Mamish disappointed. He said that the soup kitchen, you get the poorest of the poor, people that have been on the streets for ages, money, but nothing, really, that's what you got. So it tells Rashi that even the Rashbam, even the poorest of the poor, this man, Misha himself failed. Misha ish, loy modern stays still, there's only had enough for two meals. Loy is the minute. You can't take from the soup kitchen. And these people are taking from the soup kitchen. And filachi, him loy nasa loy gevoy tzoka. If the gevoy tzoka don't give it to him, this is the chiddush of that filo. If the gevoy tzoka don't give it to him, then what? If yim kuret malbushoy, he's going to chiv to sell his clothes. Or yilva, or to borrow money. Or yaskes atzmoy, or to hire himself out. Israelian the Albuquerque. Even somebody who's the poorest of the poor has to go out of his way to find the Albuquerque. Even to sell his clothes. Well, even sell his clothes.
first of all, when we think on the show, we're not talking about off his back, right? We're talking about additional clothing that he has.
Not necessarily.
Is he going to go to the seder without clothing?
No, it could mean that you've got like a coat or something you can sell. Could mean he's got like a coat you can sell.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're right. He doesn't have to walk around that without any shirt on. Yeah.
Why would we miss that first as opposed to the eating?
Why should we see him? Because I'll listen.
As opposed to the tomorrow.
Well, it could be that's the easiest one he'll be able to do.
It's better to sell somebody.
Well, I don't know if we'll find somebody to lend him money. He's an honest man. I don't know many people that would lend him money.
We have an asset account.
No, it's
the
right.
Order.
Easiest thing.
Easiest.
Yeah. Perfect. You're saying, why is it best?
Because I don't think that's from a shaykh's to what he's about to drink and eat during the meal. Like, if he sold something,
No, I don't agree with that one, but Tavim is
he sort of views it, there's nothing special about our choices.
Right. Reynolds says that why over here all of a sudden we see the idea of selling your clothes. In fact, it's a big chiddush to sell your clothes. Very big chiddush. We know the klal is that you only have to spend mitzvahs up to a fifth of your wealth. You don't have to spend more than a fifth. And here we're telling him he has to sell his clothes. I mean, whatever he gets for those clothes is going to be more than a fifth of his wealth. Right? And then he has to spend on other cases. So this is a big chiddush. That's one chiddush. And another chiddush is, like Abraham's pointing out, why do you need to sell it at all? So the Prophet explained, like Misha says, because of this Sumi Nisa, the idea of drinking the creases is to expound on the Nisa that happens to Klal Yisrael, is that Echiyah to be Mechik to say for that.
Like in Ner Hanukkah.
Like Ner Hanukkah. Like Ner Hanukkah. Right, also Jerusalem and that. Right. Right. Okay, so that's all there is about on the Mishnah. So we're going to just go over the Mishnah one more time and we'll try and fill in as we did on what the Rashbam said. Erev Sochim, we pointed out that the gist of the Mishnah Erev Sochim is not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam had the gist of Alvei Sochim and the Mishnah's got a gist of Erev Sochim. Is it? Normally the peric is called after the name of the first two words of the peric. So the headline in your Gemara is like the Rashbam.
Why would it
say the Rashbam? It does, it says like the Rashbam.
Why would it
say the Rashbam instead of like the Mishnah? Top, we'll have to see. There's obviously two good stories. There's a good Erev Sochem and a good Avik Sochem. Look at Rashi there.
Rashi doesn't both have Erev.
Right, right. Place had the good Erev Sochem. So that's the first thing. Erev Sochem, he said the good is up for grabs. Right, Erev Sochem. Stomach, the Mincha, what's Stomach?
Half an hour.
Which Mincha? Mincha Ktana. Lo Yechel Adam, what can't he eat? That we'll have to see. Shai bread. Well, okay, let's see. That's your suggestion. We'll see this. Right, Lo Yechel Adam, the person's not at sea. Right, so what's left, right? True, eventually we can. Right. Acha Tech Stark, we haven't discussed. We haven't discussed Acha Tech Stark, but Acha Tech Stark also is difficult to understand. Because why do you need to tell me that? Obviously, you only eat Seder night at night time. Why is the Mishnah here tell us Acha Tech Stark? We'll see if we're going to talk about that. Afilo Oni Shabi Saw, what's the Afilo? First of all, what Mishnah is saying, Afilo Oni Shabi Saw, the Yechal Achi Eitim, that it sounds like it's saying that Oni Shabi Saw on Seder night has to lean when he eats. Right? He's not allowed to eat unless he leaves, other than leaning. So, what's the Afilo? What's the Afilo? So, we saw, Taisa said, even though he doesn't have cushions, he still has Chiv to lean. He also got a different shot, which Taisa also says, we'll see very soon what that means as well. Le'yifchasu, what's Le'yifchasu? Who's the Le'yifchasu referring to? referring to? Gebay Tzarka. Lo yim arba kisris, shaliyayim, 4 cups of wine, why 4 cups? We saw in our Shvam, 4 lishens of Geula. Why shaliyayim, not shall bread? Because you want to keep our more and more gishot, either because of Terim, or because of brachas, Ram, very good, or because like Yom Shem is on Obat, so they want to make that each one is each one is an additional gishmak case. But filo minat tamchui, he even tamchui really really poor. Only shabayim, also he has a chiyuv to go and sell his stuff in order to have his 4 cups of wine. So as you see, in Sochim, every word has got something that needs to be explained. So let's see the Mishnah. Erev Sochim, the Teisa now. Erev Sochim. So Teisa, the Gersa. You see this? I just noticed it now. I never noticed it before. You see the brackets right at the top? Places Achirim Ma'aviv Sochim Nimtzayim B'Sefer of Mordechai. And there's other tasters then in that Mordechai. The Mordechai really is a pleasure to read. After you've learned that taster then, just read through it, because the Imam is every word of tasters that we've put there. Adds in a word here too. A vague schmack. Okay, I have Sochim. He goes in an Alvi. If we have a good Alvi Nicha. Now what's tasters by Yahim? Anyone seen this thesis yet?
Yeah,
so what was thesis? How do you learn it? What was the thesis? What was bothering thesis?
It's plural.
That's all that was bothering him?
It's plural of
Arab is singular, and Sochem is plural, so it's not grammatical. Yeah, so... Arab Petra, you could possibly say, but Arab Petra, you could say, but Arab Sochem... Because the girl, Erev is one, and Sochem is the few. Since the Ave, every Erev. Right, so Erev Sochem, Egos in Ave, like the top of the page right in, like the Rashbam had the Gilsa, Nicha, then very good. Ave, Sochem, there are Erevs of the Sochem. Egos in an Erev, and if you go with Erev, which is a loss in Yochid, so has that for him. Och Yoma, Erev, Shesheikh. An Erev, when you shech lots of korbanos, on Erev Pesach, they shech loads of korban Pesach. So the Erev, when you shech lots of korban Pesach, that is Pachim, not Shemarim. The Erev, they shech lots of korban Pesach. Inami.
Alternatively.
Yeah, alternatively. Erev, Pesach, Rishoy, Mesheim. Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni, that means Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, and those are good men on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach on Iyar, 14th of Iyar. And also then, you shouldn't eat before, after Tisha, after Samach L'Mincha. What's any kind? Yeah.
Okay, it's only from the
master
as opposed to the
master. Oh, very good question. Simply reading that, it sounds like you're saying, so what's on Pesach Sheni, you need to have Arba Kisri.
And why not?
Yeah. And he's got rise from the Tzadihei, not like that. But not rise, not like that. He's got rise. What's the thing of some use Tommy? Some use Tommy in Erev Pesach Rishon. He's Tommy! So no common Pesach. So do you have to have Arba Kisri on Erev Pesach Rishon? On Lel Seder night?
Why shouldn't he?
She's Mekayim all the mitzvahs then.
Right.
The only thing he wasn't Mekayim was the common Pesach. He had that matzah and common Pesach.
That was the question. Then happened to come to the house either.
Why should he?
What about people? Why should he?
He's going to be Mekayim that Indian already a month earlier.
What about people who are Sabar of Pesach Rishon? Are they allowed to eat whatever they want to Pesach Sheni?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would he be Mekayim?
And that's where we are. If somebody was Tommy on the 14th, Sanu Asami, so what do you do on the 14th of Nisan? On the 15th, on the Elsie night? He watches everyone eat and drink, or he has to drink as well, and see the tapestries, the chayim, and all that. That's what I would have thought. He's got machiv to do everything else, just like we do.
Can he eat it if you
Why not?
Because he can't touch anything with everybody else. Why can't he
even the people? Because the person who's Tommy, because he touched the meat, and, or because he's an arbitrator, is going to keep his distance. What's the problem?
Keep his distance.
Yeah. So someone touch him. Yeah. And also, Tzvi Meis can be somebody who's a Rishon Lezion. He touched somebody who's an Avatar. Also Tzvi Meis. No, he would have gone to Mikra. No, no, no. So, yeah, that would be the answer. Because he just sits further away if you get him off to touch that. It's passion. He has to do the whole Seder night, just like we do.
Wouldn't it be a problem if one goes into the
For himself, he'll be Tommy, and I'll be drinking. What's the problem? He'll be Tommy.
Where do we come from that case?
We don't. Because we have another, we have to learn the study hate such a thing. He says he's discussing the study hate. I haven't seen it yet, but we'll see. Maybe I'll try and look into that. He said you see it from the study here.
But you can't eat the pastel.
You can't eat the cob and pastel. There's anything you can't do. We can have muffin, you can have more, you can have yain. Just like we do. So come say the night, second time on the pastel shini. So it's our own pastel. Does it mean just the beginning of the mission? Does it mean that even the whole rest of the mission is just saying a lot? Which parasha is the Tzvei Meis? Are you don't remember. I don't remember, I can find out very quickly. It's not so quickly that I want this. Alright, we'll have to find that out as well. Here we are, Baminda Tess, yeah. Nosse. How's it Nosse?
By having an error in singular doesn't give the inference that the second basic name has different pronunciation.
Why? This is Erev of Pesachrishim Pesachim. Erev of Pesachrishim Pesachim.
Stocking, because it's stocking multiple.
The day before Erev Pesachrishim Pesachim. Top, let's try the next places as well. La Yechal Adam. A person must not eat before nightfall. After mincha, some of the mincha is not allowed to eat. Said Taisus, Pirush Afilus Balin. Even if he doesn't. So what Taisus want here? What's bothering Taisus?
Mincha.
So what's he want? What Taisus want here? Very good. Observe. Just like your back observe. And then said that we're here with him. Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you can't eat after some of the mincha. Thank you very much. It's a problem of eating before mincha. You're not allowed to have a meal before mincha. But I mean, if you're done, you're not allowed to eat. So Taisus, we're talking about even if you did have any, even if you done early, you can't eat. That's what Taisus says. So Taisus is saying, Yossi is getting all frustrated, that's what Taisus is saying. They can't understand. They're not allowed to eat anyway, they're not allowed to eat before Mincha. So Taisus is talking about after Mincha. Mincha Tana means from 9:30, you can't eat. So, the problem is, Taisus is a problem. The possible question Taisus is, before Mincha Tana, what type of meal are you not allowed to eat? You're not allowed to eat any meal?
or Siddiq Deyler. So there's two opinions in Sofanah. There's two Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn you can't eat any meal before Mincha. Even a small meal you can't eat before Mincha. Other Rishonim learn it's only referring to Siddiq Deyler. To Chasna, Shevabach is you can't eat before Mincha. Ben, you can't eat before Mincha. Things like that. Siddiq Deyler. Tracers, by asking this question, understood that lo yuichal sounds like shinkayit. So any meal, meaning it's understood like the more stringent opinion, which is the opinion of the Mechada, Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, who holds he can't eat even a Tzudik Tana, he can't eat even a Tzudik Tana before davening Mincha. Therefore, they say the problem. How can it be that it's saying here you can't eat? You anyway can't eat, because you can't eat even a Tzudik Tana before Mincha. That's what Tzitzis holds. The Mordechai, at her back, he says, no. Maybe we're referring to a Tzudik Tana, and you're only not allowed to eat the Tzudik Dula. The Mordechai is explaining like the other opinion, the opinion of the Rama in Seminary Islamic Beis, who holds that you're allowed to eat the Tzudik Tana. And you only know how to eat this with a gdoila. So mainly this question is not difficult. Lo yoichol, because an Erev Pesach, you can't even eat this with a gdoila. So all year long, you can't eat this with a gdoila. On Erev Pesach, even if you haven't davened, you can't even eat this with a gdoila. That's why the Moshe explained it. So Emma Machlik Tish Seinim, Lo yoichol Adam says, Tazes Vizha Filistad. Lama, why? And it's for matzah. Because of matzah. So in all these ways, these are matzah l'te oven. Because I mean on the Gemara, like we're going to say in the Gemara. Right, so he says, must be talking about where you've davened already. The below is parallel to this minch. If you haven't davened, happy living shayim, it's just one after, it's even after these any other time. Because it's done, pekam, the Shabbos, like it says in the Mishnah, pekam, the Shabbos, tala yoichel odom, somach le minch. It's forbidden to eat a meal, somach le minch. So, Mele, why are we talking about Erev Pesach? Must be something unique here. What's the uniqueness? So, Tzitzis, here you've davened already. Here you've davened already. He still can't be done. Vimtoima, now we have a Moshe's question. Vimtoima, Umalo Yoicha, what will he not eat? E matzo, if referring to matzo. Afilo kritim lamios, even before. So, yes, serious, it's also. Kidamina birishalmi, like you said, nirishalmi. Kolo oichu matzo ver pesach. Some do eat the matzo ver pesach. Kilu boil arusosoi. It is this. Somebody is boil arusosoi, his engaged fiance, the Beis Chomov. He was boil her in the Beis Chomov in his father-in-law's house, which means that there's certain things called patience, and the mitzvah is going to be tonight. You're going to be married to your wife in the chuppah. Why are you rushing and doing something in before that time, during time when there's only kedushin? And somebody rushes to the matzah before the right time is like his boil, his arusa, the base chomov, which is the wrong thing to do. And if we're referring, this is Yossi's point, if we're referring to fruits and vegetables, ha'oma b'gemara, it says in the Gemara, avol metabel b'mini tagimah, you are allowed to eat fruits and vegetables. You are allowed to eat these things before up to the Seder night. So why did it say in the Mishnah Lo Yoicha, what's it referring to? Fruit and vegetable, you're allowed to do it. Matzah, you're not allowed to anyway eat. So hold it. Chomet, it's gone already. So what's it talking about? Mishlaima says diary, the matzah shira. Yossi's teretz, matzah shira. Other Rishonim say matzah mevushelet, cooked kneedla. Yeah, matzah balls, cooked matzah. You can't be ate to stay the night on. Anything you can't be ate to stay the night on, you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. The matzah shira. The also be Yerushalmi. The only thing that's forbidden in Yerushalmi is Ela b'matzah uyo, only
on the matzah which is fitting lotzes barchavosnes to be yetsi yachayva. So if okay, the money eating it before its time. Have a matzah shir. The matzah shir which you can't be yetsi at night time because it has to be matzah lechem oini, a lechem which is poor man's bread, and matzah shir is fruit juice which isn't like that. So maybe you can't be yetsi and say the night. So maybe you can eat it on Erev Pesach.
What's the bracha?
How much? Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll come to your point. Abinatam had such a custom to eat matzah shir on Erev Pesach. So what's that saying about unbelievable? I find it interesting. It's a minig to eat matzah shir on Erev Pesach. Well, he sat down to make this minig. What does it mean? It's a minig. What was? Shneur Abinatam had such a custom. The mosque at dinner line is beautiful. What's the halacha on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos? Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. It's a din to have three meals. So the Friday night meal will have chametz. The Shabbos morning meal will have chametz. Have chametz. Or are you going to have shalosh shudis? Shalosh shudis you can't have anymore. So you'll say apple and fruits and meat is a very busy habit. You meant to have bread. Abinatam had a minig to have matzah shir. That was his minig. The matzah shir was at Mimakayim. Shalosh shudis. I eat the matzah shir. It was the answer to dying and eat. Like you should do with matzah shir. Yeah, other times it's funny, weird to make a minig to have matzah shir at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and have nothing better than that.
Why would you not so clear? I don't find
Yeah, it's not going to help because Shabbos shouldn't get that after Chatzis. And 10 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to. By then, you've got no more comments. So that was the minig of Abinatam. Now, there's one difficulty on this thesis, and with that, I'll leave you this difficulty, and perhaps with this, if you come up with a good answer, you'll be able to answer also Yeshua's question. The difficulty is that you cannot be Yetzer Matzah with. On Seder night with non-shmura matzahs. Matzahs that weren't shmura, that weren't done for the sake of a mitzvah, even if I know they're not chomet. Matzahs that goyim made. They weren't shmura, they weren't made for the sake of matzah. You're allowed to eat as much as you like on Seder night, because they're not chomet, but you should know you're not going to be eating the mitzvah with it. You need to have a desire of matzah shmura. So, why didn't they give that answer? And Erev Pesach, eat matzah, that's not shmur.
Well, some have a taste and kind of like a set of bones for a matzah.
No.
So, just because of the technicality that you've got to put, you know, that you can't, not going for filling the mitzvah, but it's still the same taste. So, it's easier
to have. Tishma oznecha masha ato meitzi mepicha. Your ears should hear what you just expressed from your mouth. You just answered your question.
I know I did.
Oh, thank you. Okay. The question is, why don't we talk about matzah shir and shmur? Today we're going to talk about matzah shir and shmur in the next thesis for a different point. Why don't we talk about matzah shir and shmur? So one thing is, the whole reason why we're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach is that we should have a gevaldige taiva for matzah on Seder night. So the fact that it's just not shmur is not going to make it more of a taiva, more of an appetite. It's exactly the same stuff. Basically, if it's matzah shir, cooked matzah, there's something else completely. So then comes Seder night, and then I've got Delete rubbish. Delete rubbish. Nonsense. Not good at all. You're not allowed to eat matzah shira. You're not allowed to eat matzah shira. No, but you're not asking about this year after the ninth hour. In order to have an appetite, we're referring to the night to Matashiach. So you can't eat that. So scratch what I just said. Rubbish, nonsense. Right? That's not the shot. But the shot is similar to what you're saying. That's why I got mixed up. Similar to what you said. This din that ki'ilu ba'al aristophai, the base chomot. This din you don't have to eat from on Erev Pesach. Things that if you do it, as if you were ba'al aristophai. So that is bishlam if you eat Matashiach. So that's something that's not shaykh the cloud for the night. And then you can say, okay, you're not being over the bar yourself. If it's just a technicality, it just happens to be that it wasn't done in Shema. It's exactly the same case as the other matzah. So me not being able to overcome my yeitz and already wanting to eat, and every Pesach is awesome. I know we've got shayla. Are you allowed to eat non-Shema matzah on every Pesach in the morning? Are you allowed to eat or after chassid? Are you allowed to eat non-Shmura matzah? Are you allowed to eat stolen matzah?
Bread?
No, Pesach. Right? So are you allowed to eat stolen? We know if you eat matzah, good matzah on Erev Pesach after Chassid, let's say, if you eat matzah, good matzah on Erev Pesach, it's ki'ilu bol arusosin based on it. It's a terrible thing. It shows you are impulsive. You're not willing to wait for the time you're meant to eat it. What about eating stolen matzah? So stolen matzah, or eating, you don't want to talk about Rishoyim, eating matzah that wasn't on Lishma. Does that show I have an impulsiveness? And a person will say, yes, it does. It also shows impulsiveness. The meat is going to be tonight, and you're eating something which is exactly the same taste as a mitzvah. It shows impulsiveness, it's all wrong. So therefore, we cannot be talking about those cases. Can't be talking about that he ate here. We want to know what kind of type of thing can you eat. So say to do my matashir. Until the ninth hour you can eat matashir, but not from afterwards. So maybe talk about non-shmur matashir. No. Non-shmur matashir, you can't eat that from chatzis as well. Right? Stolen matashir, you can't eat from chatzis as well. I'm saying chatzis because there's a lot of different opinions from when you cannot eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Some say from the morning, some say from Chatzis, and some say only from the time of the Korban Pesach. So I'm saying Chatzis, but Bikarana, we pass them the whole day. You can't eat
Minchas Katana, that's Korban Pesach.
Yeah, from the right, from
Minchas. What about the starting matzah?
Lapa.
Lapa, whatever it is that
it's very easy.
You have to know it's got good answer.
I have the share from him, David Yosef, and he is a father.
Right.
If he's not a father, I don't know who he is. And he was very, very, very strong against Matashia. Unless you get it from a particular place in Cholon or something, he says, I think he's the Rav of Cholon, he says, that it's very, very easy to come from. It's fruit juice, it's machmet and second. Very, very easy to come from it. And unless you've got it from a very, very, very reliable hashtag, don't have it in your house. It's common. Unless you've got a very good. So if you've got something which is a reliable hashtag, you won't have a badass hashtag. Badass is a very easy to find.
Or at least not badass here already.
Right.
You might have other badass.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi. Okay.